Chapter 10.
Quick now, come find me.
Moundshroud's voice, laughing, called them on.
This way.
No, this.
This.
They ran along the slender ribbon of mummy wrapping deep into the earth.
Yes, here I am.
They turned a corner and stopped, for the long linen ribbon wound across the tomb floor and up a wall to wrap around the feet of an ancient brown mummy which was propped a tilt in a candlelit niche. Stuttered Ralph Bengstrom, dressed in his own mummy costume.
Is that a real mummy?
Yes.
Dust sifted from under the golden mask on the mummy's face.
Real.
Mr. Moundshroud, you...
The gold mask fell to clang like a bright bell on the floor. Where the mask had been was a mummy's face, a pool of brown mud crinkled by blasts of sun. One eye was glued shut with spiderweb. The other eye cracked forth tears of dust and a glint of bright blue glass.
"Is there some boy there dressed like a mummy?"
asked the voice, muffled beneath the shroud.
"Why, me, sir,"
squeaked Ralph, showing his arms, legs, chest, the medical bandages it had taken him all afternoon to wrap himself up in, mummified.
"Good,"
sighed Moundshroud. "Grab the linen strip. Pull." Ralph bent, took hold of the ancient mummy bandages, and yanked. The ribbon unraveled up around to reveal the great ancient reptile nose beak and flaky chin and dry, smiling, dust-powdery mouth of Mound...